We want to use our time as wisely as possible. So if you're busy at the desk or whatever, you can take care of that, but I'm just going to continue. So remember that once a person enters into a state of ihram, basically the way you want to consider ihram is that it's the same thing as the takbir of tahrima of salah. So for example, when you make the takbir for salah, and then you're standing there, many things become haram on you. That's why it's called takbir al-tahrima. Same word, haram. So what happens is, you know, you can't talk, you can't turn away from the qibla, you're not supposed to think about other things, etc. So entering into ihram is the same way. Once you go into ihram, the whole thing is that certain acts become prohibited on you in a state of ihram. So this is what I want to talk about next. Once you're in ihram, all forms of romance become prohibited. Alright, so any verbal romance, like love poetry, any kind of physical touching, kissing, embracing, etc., this is all prohibited in a state of ihram. Okay, a person can talk to their wife, they can discuss things with their wife, but anything that deals with or has a hint of romance, etc., all of that is impermissible. Alright, the one thing which is the big prohibition is any type of relations between husband and wife. If that happens in a state of ihram, the whole hajj gets shot. It's over. You have to do the hajj, but it doesn't count. You have to just walk through all the steps, and then you have to come back and do it another year. So that's the big prohibition. Alright, the other thing that's prohibited in a state of ihram is hunting, or assisting anyone in hunting. Doesn't really apply to us. But where it does apply is, like, for example, killing an ant. You don't want to do that in a state of ihram. Alright. The next thing, which is a big thing, is applying any type of fragrance to the body. So you cannot apply fragrance to the body, to clothing, in any manner. So even food, drink, all these types of fragrances, it would not be permissible. So you have to be very careful. You know, you walk by the etr shop and the guy's handing out free etr to everybody, you're not going to put that on you. All right? So there is no fragrance. Similarly, if you're washing your hands, you're not going to use fragrant soap. That's impermissible. If you do so, you'll be penalized, not with a dhamm, but with the sadaqah, which is a little bit less than a dhamm. So all fragrance becomes impermissible in a state of ihram. Cutting the nails, cutting the hair, talk about it, I'll answer your question in a minute. Removing hair, removing nails from any part of the body, it also is prohibited. If it falls off naturally, that's okay. Be careful for those people who get nervous when they bite their nails. You can't do that in ihram. If you do that, it potentially could lead to a dhamm, so you have to be careful. All type of stitched clothing, it is impermissible for males in a state of ihram. Sealed footwear is impermissible for men in a state of ihram. Remember that the central bone of the foot has to be uncovered. I've already mentioned that. A head or face covering for males is impermissible, so you cannot cover the head whatsoever in a state of ihram. Some people ask the question, okay, what if you sneeze and you cover your face? Okay, that's permissible. So you can't have any fabric over your face. Face covering for women is also impermissible, meaning there cannot be fabric touching the face of a woman. She can use the baseball cap, as I mentioned, and have fabric coming over that. Obviously, harming any Muslim is always prohibited, in particular when you're in a state of ihram. You want to be careful about not arguing, not debating, etc. So these are the things that are prohibited in a state of ihram. Now, some things that are permissible, which you should just keep in mind based on these prohibitions, is that an umbrella is permitted. Remember, you cannot cover the head, right? So you cannot wear a cap. But if you have an umbrella over the head, that's fine. Rings are permissible, glasses are permissible, a hearing aid is permissible, a watch is permissible for both males and females. A belt is permissible, and it's a particular type of belt which I'm referring to, and it is that belt that is used to protect your valuables. So for a male, you'll be wearing the ihram, and along the ihram you'll wrap a belt. Now, there are many different types of belts available. Some are thicker, some are thinner. It really depends on your preference, but you definitely need a belt because you need to keep your cash and your valuables and your passport, etc., in a safe place. So I highly recommend that you purchase a belt. You can go on the internet and just type in Hajj belt and you'll see a whole bunch of different possibilities come up. But I have some that I particularly like more than others. It's really a preference thing though. Okay, remember that some people have this question, which some people actually sent up. For example, can we remove hijab during wudu for masa since our ihram is our clothing and hijab? No, the ihram is not the clothing. That's what I've tried to highlight. So the ihram is a state. If you take those clothes off, you're still in ihram. So for example, let's say that you go to the washroom and you're your ihram gets soiled, you can throw that ihram away and put on the new one. It's not the clothing that's the ihram, it's the state that's the ihram. The clothing represents that state. So if a woman needs to wipe her hair for wudu, she's going to go ahead and just remove her hijab and wipe her hair. That's fine. She's still in ihram, but she'll just wrap herself back up when she leaves to go for the masjid. Okay, so please keep that in mind. Similarly, for women, can we wear gym shoes? Yes, you can wear gym shoes because, again, it doesn't cover, for the woman, the entire foot can be covered and should be covered, so it's fine. Is it wrong to be wearing such comfortable shoes? No. For a woman, the ihram is the everyday, comfortable, baggy, normal clothing. All right. One question, we'll get to these questions later. So basically, these are some permissible acts. Changing the clothes is permissible. Washing the body is permissible. But you should not do it to remove dirt. All right. Part of the state of the ihram is you actually lower yourself and abase yourself before Allah. You're going to get dirty. You're going to get dusty. It's something that's actually beloved to Allah in this state. So it should not be done to remove dirt. Hair falling naturally, no problem. Don't worry about it. Pulling on your hair because you're nervous, that's going to be a problem. So you want to avoid that. All right. Here's another big thing. Some people think, well, I'm an ihram. So, and this is the same principle. If you get this through your mind, so I can't sleep in a sleeping bag, or I can't pull a blanket over me. That's fine. All right. The thing is, you're not allowed to wear stitched clothing. So if you get into a sleeping bag and it's stitched, it's fine. You're just sleeping in it. Similarly, if you pull over a blanket and it's stitched like a quilt, that's fine as well. The only thing is that your face and your head have to be uncovered. So when you're in your tent or when you're in Mina or you're sleeping in the hotel room, you can pull the blanket up to your chest, but do not cover your face or your head. Using a pillow is fine. Using a miswak is fine. Carrying a load on your head, you get very tired, you put a suitcase on your head, that's fine. All right? All right, so that's basically the issue of ihram.